Backseat Quickies, Episode 7, Captain America, The First Avenger.
Alright, hey, this is Scott.
I'm Sam.
And Bhavna.
And this is Backseat Quickies, and tonight we saw Captain America, The First Avenger. And high-level thoughts going left this time.
It was pretty good. I actually really enjoyed it, despite the glaring historical flaws. But then again, that's to be expected.
I had a lot of fun at Captain America. I mean, I wasn't expecting much from it, just because it's not a superhero I'm as familiar with. But you know what? I think it gave a good gist of what people are going to come to expect, especially with the Avengers movie coming up. I thought Chris Evans was adorable as Captain America. He's such a wholesome good boy. And
back it off. You don't need to go into acting right away.
I just thought he was cute. That's all I was thinking. He's cute.
Okay, in terms of plot, we have Steve Rogers, 90-pound asthmatic and candidate for greatest human alive, is selected to participate in a superhero super serum experiment, but when sabotage turns it into him into the prototype and full production run, he gets shuffled into being a publicity stunt. Until striking off on his own to go on a commando raid against a organization of evil scientists so evil the Nazis kicked them out. At which point, the plot does span several years, which was actually nice. It was nice to see something that big scale and scope in a superhero movie where action tends to get condensed down to under a weekend. But yeah, it's just a great action movie, high-flying, lighthearted. Really good stuff. Your thoughts on story?
I agree with you about the sequence of events. It was great. Like you said, it was good to have a good span of, like, a larger span of time. The story was pretty decent. I enjoyed it. A little long in terms of length, but they could have condensed some of the fighting down. But I did like, there were some montage scenes which helped speed along the process. And if they weren't there, well, then, you know, we would have been sitting in there for, what, another half an hour, 40 minutes? Not fun.
In terms of the story, I enjoyed it quite a bit. I did like the montage bits probably the best, just because they were kind of cheesy and fun. I mean, the majority of the story is incredibly cheesy. But it's done in such a way where you can kind of forgive its cheesiness. Because, I mean, Captain America himself is just... he's utter cheeseball. But, I mean, I had fun with it. The pacing was all right for the most part. So.
Okay, acting? Everyone's solid. Like, this is not a big character piece, but you know what? The real shining person out of this is Tommy Lee Jones playing Colonel Phillips. He's just this very straight-faced, kind of laconic deadpan Tommy Lee Jones-ness in a khaki uniform, and he was great. You had a collection of guys, commandos following a cap around, sort of a mishmash of the Howling Commandos and the Invaders teams from the comics. They didn't do a lot. I really liked the French guy for no reason. I have bizarre affection for that French guy now. You've got Agent Elrond Megatron as Johann Schmidt. Hitting the villain beats nice and well. Not totally over the top, but definitely comic booky. Of course, at the end, you got Sam Jackson being Sam Jackson.
I quite enjoyed Chris Evans' acting. I thought he was actually really cute, and he plays such a wholesome boy. And I don't know, he was just cheesy, and I liked him. I like Tommy Lee Jones, but he's always awesome in things that he does. I tend never to really hate anything he does. Quite enjoyed Mr. Johann Schmidt there, but it's hard not to look at him and think of Agent Smith or, you know, what's his face from Lord of the Rings? That guy from, I don't know.
Well, luckily for most of the movie, he doesn't have a face.
Yeah, about that scene, that was creepy, just the way he's like, I'm ripping off my face now.
Yeah, he was kind of keeping with Mr. Smith there, or Schmidt, sorry. He was kind of really terrifying, and of all the villains I've seen in the Avengers movies so far, I think I'm scared of him the most. He's kind of extremely scary with his red head skull. Red skull, ha ha, thing. As far as the acting goes, everyone was pretty awesome. Tommy Lee Jones, like you said, great. Chris Evans, cute. I also like Sebastian Stan and his permanent soldier face, which was kind of a cross between blue steel and angry. It was kind of perfect. Sebastian Stan as Bucky. Yeah, I was kind of sad Natalie Dormer only had one scene, though she did it in her Anne Boleyn way, getting in there and getting her man for 2 seconds. It was just an enjoyable movie all around, and if the acting was any less than what it was, then it would probably fall apart.
Action scenes are great. It's really interesting to see a superhero movie where all the characters can move around in their costumes. Like, it's a lot more high-flying, very fast than a few others I could name. Special effects, mostly pyrotechnics, but well done. Not a lot of CG. Didn't see it in 3D, but did spot the gratuitous 3D shots they sprinkled in.
I didn't think it was too gratuitous. It was well-placed, at least. Like, you know, they had a good, like, amount of strategic planning time / plot time, and the fighting didn't take up too much of the movie, which is what I like in an action film. That sounds kind of against the point of an action film, but you know what? It worked. It was just pretty good, and didn't look... It looked believable, which is better than most movies, I can say.
In terms of sort of art design, they do manage to hit, like, all the Allied stuff looks about what you'd expect from a World War II movie. But the Hydra stuff, I really got to salute all the mechanical designs for all the vehicles and crazy toys they got. As much as, you know, looking at it, I kind of said to myself, buy all our playsets and toys every time. But it does look very cool. There were freaking lasers.
Lasers. Freaking sharks, freaking laser beams on their heads.
Hello? Just want my sharks with laser beams.
You wouldn't have put it past these guys to have sharks with laser beams on their freaking heads. I'm sure if they had the underwater base instead of the mountain base, there would have been sharks. Captain America punched a sub. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
I was a fan of the punching of the sub.
It kind of reminded me of Magneto from X-Men First Class, where he was chasing after a sub. It's like what he probably would have wanted to do to the sub. But, you know, Chris Evans kind of beat him to it, and he had the better heart.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. If you're a nice guy, you get to punch submarines.
And if you're a bad guy, Professor Xavier stops you when he still could use his legs.
Yep. I guess the other thing we have to talk to, because this is Marvel movie number 6, is... fan service. You've got Howard Stark playing sort of the Q role to this movie, and he's great in it. You see some hints of who Tony is, but also why Tony is so damn jealous of him at the same time. You also got a little cameo from the original Human Torch, for all you super nerds. And of course, Stanley does pop in, playing a general this time. That still does not top his appearance in Thor, however.
No.
Nothing. I don't think anything will.
No.
Yeah. The after-the-credits scene, nothing too big. Honestly, it's very similar to the after-the-credits scene from Iron Man. But it comes with a trailer for The Avengers, and that's pretty sweet.
Yes, that is pretty sweet. I was, you know, excited yet disappointed at the same time, because there wasn't enough of everyone in that trailer, at least, you know, not to my liking. Like, the only one glimpse of Stark, and, like, there was a lot of Thor, and a lot of Thor, basically. And you get, like, a glimpse of the Hulk.
Yeah.
But Thor has delicious arms, so I'm okay with that.
That is true. He does have awesome pectorals.
What do I talk about after fan service?
What do you talk about? Mm-hmm. You're stuck on Thor's beautiful arms.
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
Scott is currently imagining Thor's amazing pectorals.
Yeah. And somehow this discussion still not as gay as the original Vaxi the original Fanboy SmackDown promo. Just saying. But yes, soundtrack-wise, you've got 40s-era brass bands plus a little Wagner because, you know, you have the Nazis and you have to have the Wagner. It's just how it goes.
You can only mention the word Valkyrie so many times before actually playing it.
Oh, that's the other thing I gotta point out is that the core plot a lot of the plot of this movie revolves around the Cosmic Cube, which is a Norse artifact in the Marvel Universe. And the fact is, like, the movie didn't grind to a halt to do all that to do a bunch of exposition about it, because they set it up in Thor.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
That is nice. I mean, like, for people like us that have seen Thor, we didn't actually have to wonder what the hell that is. Though if I hadn't seen it, I'd be sitting there scratching my head going, like, why is that thing important? And what does it do exactly?
Yeah.
That was my position. I was wondering about the damn cube.
It's a cube. It does stuff. It's cosmic.
Lame. I was not into the cube. I thought the cube was stupid.
The best of Odin's artifacts.
There is better. But of all things to pick, it's the damn cube. All
right, final thoughts going to Sam first.
Considering I didn't see Thor and didn't really see all the little, you know, bits and pieces mentioning Captain America, I had a blast. It was just a big, dumb action movie, but it had a lot of heart, and that kind of made it just a little bit more fun for me. If I was to rate it, I don't know what the rating system is, so I'm going to say it was like a 3.5 stars dealy crapola.
I also had a blast, and you know, admittedly at first I was a little like, I am a very proud patriotic Canadian, and I can put that aside for, you know, because it's Captain America. I grew up with that. But going in, you know, I couldn't help myself. I started humming the theme. Like, they had this little Captain America song. And
the Star-Spangled Man.
He's the Star-Spangled Man. I couldn't, you know, I caught myself just, you know, humming it and going along with it. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Like, it's fun if you don't know what it's about. And it's fun once you, like, you know, if you do know what it's all about. So I'd probably give it about a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I'm going to give this a 4 as well. This is just, like, all I can say about these Marvel movies so far is that, you know what? They are fun. Like, it's just a fun time. It's everything you sort of want from a comic. It's just lighthearted fun, good action, good guy heroism.
Quite similar to Thor in, like, you know, taking the comic bookness and putting it into a movie. Like, the lightheartedness of Thor's friends up in, you know, wherever he is. I forget the name now. Translated into this movie with, like, the World War II era people. Like, Tommy Lee Jones's deadpan colonel, like, I have to get results type person. And then, like, the eccentric scientists and all that stuff. And the Nazi-like stormtroopers. It's
and
all...
Peggy. Well, you know, we didn't even talk about poor Peggy, which is Captain America's...
Poor Peggy.
Well, poor Peggy, being Captain America's sweetheart, you know, she has her scenes of jealousy, but she's a woman of duty. She is all about getting shit done. And part of what makes her kind of intriguing is that, you know, at first she looks at, you know, poor Mr. Rogers, and she thinks, God, he's such a weenie, like, why are we doing this? And as it goes on, she starts to see what, you know, what they were seeing in him. And, I mean, there's nothing more depressing than at the end of the movie, she says to him, like, you owe me a date. And he says, you know, we're going to have to postpone it to next Saturday. And then 70 years later, he knows that he missed the date.
Okay, we are coming up on the time limit. I'm just going to say, I'm going to give this 4 out of 5. Better than the original Iron Man. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Oh my God, it's the backseat producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you can offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.